Oh, hey, Bumper Podcast. It's me, Natty Bumper Car, and today we're in crisis. We're in a crisis mode. Existential crisis, physical crisis, there's a lot of stuff going on, and I feel like I need your help. I need you to, I need to talk to you so that I can get it off my chest, so that maybe when I do that, I actually think things through a little bit more, and so then maybe I can make things not be quite as bad. We'll start off with the existential one, because that one's the weirdest one, and so it takes my brain a little bit more to wrap itself around it. So yesterday I got an email from the Facebook, from Mark Zuckerberg, I would assume. And Mark was saying that someone had flagged my name on Facebook, Natty Bumper Car, as not being a real name, as not being my name. And I've heard this happening to other people in the past, and always kind of felt like this looming doom up in the sky, a watchful eye looking at me, right? And so the email says, all right, you gotta prove it to us. Here's, and it had, you know, cute graphics and everything, and it was just like, hey, it's kind of happy. Hey, buddy, no problem. You just gotta prove it to us. Here's step one. Here's step two. Here's step three. If you can't do step one, you can't do step three, then maybe, or step two, then you do step three, which is a little bit of step two and a little bit of step three and all this, whatever. So essentially, I needed to have mail in my name. I needed to have cards. What are they called? Not association cards, membership cards, check stubs, all these things. And I used to have so much stuff. And when we moved into our house a couple years ago, and the basement flooded, which is where everything still was. We moved in 3 weeks later. The basement flooded. We were using the basement as kind of a staging area. Everything was still in boxes, so we would unpack a box down here and then take it up into the house, so the whole house wasn't full of boxes. You know, that makes sense until the basement floods, and then you lose 25 years of your life, which is fine. You know, you it's not pleasant, but it happens. So we, I dug around yesterday, and I was able to find a letter from the post office, Natty Bumper Car. I was able to find a letter from the American Red Cross, I think it was. I found stuff. I found a pay stub. Because, you know, here's the thing. This is my name, and you know, I got to figure this all out, but it really threw me into a tailspin, because it's like, I've 25 years or so built this name up, built this world up, and to have this robot cursory email that's like, hey, you're not who you say you are, and we're going to take away, you can't go on Facebook anymore. And I need Facebook to do stand-up. That's how I seem to get website jobs. That's how a lot of stuff happens. I love it, and I love Facebook. I love when I'll wake up in the morning and it gives me a memory and it's like a picture of my kid from 3 years ago that I forgot about that I had put up or whatever. Like, that's a happy moment for me. And I know I could just look in my iPhoto or whatever, but it's just nice to just like, hey, remember this? And I'm like, oh, I do remember that. But more importantly, you know, there's a stand-up and everything. And there's very legitimate reasons that I can't get into as to why I use that name, this name, Natty Bumper Car. I have had it forever, and it's family stuff, and it's just not funny stuff, not interesting. It's just, trust me, there's reasons, personal reasons, private reasons, and so fingers crossed that the stuff that I sent to them will validate me. Who knows? We'll see. But it was stressful, right? And this is coming off of, now we'll get to the physical stress. So last week, I was working in the backyard, and I apologize, I'm unloading on you, but this story has funny into it, so don't worry. I was working in the backyard. So when we moved into this house, along the sides of the house, there were metal fences, wire metal fences, like chicken wire types, but a little bit thicker than chicken wire, and 4 feet tall. And what they would do is, I mean, there were three, four different layers of metal fence. So they just kept adding fence and adding fence and adding fence. And it was all rusty and horrific. And I've got children who, I don't know, will break if they come near it. And so forever I've been wanting to get rid of it. And September is when we have a big birthday party for Emerson. And so it seems like the summer's too hot for me to work in the yard. So September, end of August, September, I just like go for it. And I just do so much around the house and around the yard to try to get everything ready for people to come over. And so I cut one whole side and it took me probably like 10 minutes. And it was about 30 feet of fence. Dun, 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 gone, wrapped up, awesome. And then I go over to the other side and start going. And then, oh, this is a little bit harder going because there's roots. All right, so I get as much as I can done. And I'm moving fast because, you know, it's like take the kids to daycare, go to the gym, go to work, pick the kids up. And by that time, it's like 6 o'clock. And then I have like an hour and a half before the sun goes down. So I do as much as I can in that hour and a half. So I'm running and probably not paying as much attention as I should. And so I get it down to like about 20 feet of fence. And and Emerson's kind of over in the corner watching me. And because I've got this huge pile of fence at this point that I've amassed. And so I'm pulling on the fence and there's a root that's going through the bottom of the fence. And I'm pulling hard to get it up so that I can cut the root with little snips. And what had been happening before was while I'm pulling, the fence, it just kind of slides off the root. And then I just kind of, two-hand pull it off. But this time, as soon as I cut the root, the whole fence just shot up in the air. And then it recoiled. It kind of like did this little bow bend bounce. And when it shot back down, It introduced itself to my ear in a very violent and unpleasant fashion. And I was just like, "Argh!" And Emerson was like, "What just happened? What happened?" And I was just like, I was trying to be calm. And I could feel the warmth on my neck. And I was just like, "Buddy, I need you just to come around and look at Daddy and tell me if I'm bleeding." And so he was just like, came around and so just started screaming. He was just like, "Wah!" And then he just like passed out. I was just like, "Oh my God." So then I ran inside, at this point, just blood pouring. And I says to my wife, she's like, "What happened? I heard there was yelling." And she comes in the room and she sees all the blood and she screams and passes out as well. You know, and I was like, this is the family that I've aligned myself with. These are the people that I married you. I made the, And so I was just like, let's see if we can make it a hat trick. Let's see if we can make it 3 for 3. So I go into the other room and Ollie's in there. And he's like, "Hi, Dada." And I was just like, "Hey, buddy." And like my shirt is just disaster area. It was horrible. And I was wondering if he was going to pass out. But instead he points and starts laughing at me. Because he's like, "I like red." And I was just like, "What? Come on." So it was a hectic night. A lot of blood. Took a shower, put some compression on it, Neosporin, Band-Aid, called the doctor. Do I need to get a tetanus shot? They didn't have records of if I had tetanus shot. And I found out that if you go to different doctors, like if your insurance changes, they don't have the records that the other doctor has, which boggles my mind. Because I can't and the doctor was just like, "Well, why don't you remember your own stuff?" And I was just like, "I have other things to do. I'm dealing with Mark Zuckerberg right now." So I went and got a tetanus shot just to be safe. But, I mean, my ears are adorable, people. It's my cutest feature. I can't be losing my ears. But you know what? The fence is it's on the curb right now. Hopefully the town will take it. I never have to think of that fence again. So that's the physical crisis. There's a lot of crisis going on. But you see, guys, I got so lucky. Like, it could have hit me in the eye. It could have taken my whole ear away. It could have, like, all I got was a gash, like, and that's gonna heal. It could anything. I got so lucky. So count my blessings. Speaking of counting my blessings, and here's the third crisis. And I've been talking about me enough, but I think there's other things in the world. Everybody has a tough time. Everybody has a rough time. But right now, you know, I've got friends who are down in Louisiana, and I've been wanting to record this for a while, and they're having a really tough time. less of a tough time now. But, you know, there's people who need help in the world. So, I put a link on the podcast. If you want to text the Red Cross, for instance, you can do that. And you can donate, I think it's like $10 if you text Red Cross. That's all one word, REDCROSS, to the number 90999. Then you can help them out. It's like $10. People lost their homes. People lost everything. So anything you can do to help people, I think, is a good thing. You can also always go to the Red Cross and you can donate blood. They always need that type of stuff for emergency services. This is me being serious, people. I had silly crises. I'll figure my stuff out. Facebook, I'll figure it out. The ear, I already got that taken care of. But then there's people who have real life-altering problems who, you know, if we can, the best thing you can do is step up and help them. So, again, if you text the phone number 90999 and you text them just the words Red Cross, then it'll prompt you, and it's a donation of $10, and then it'll go towards helping the people who need the help. Or go and donate blood. I'm going to do that myself. I think I'm doing it actually next week. It's either this week or next week. So if you can help, help. And even on a smaller scale, if you see somebody who needs help, help. Always help. Help people. The world is a tough place. People need your help. And if they say they don't need your help, give them their space, and maybe that's helping them. You know, help comes in all sorts of forms and fashions. So listen, Bumper Podcasteers, I'm Natty Bumper Car. Whether Mark Zuckerberg agrees or not, I am. And you guys are my best pals. And thank you so much for listening. And of course, don't ever forget that...